Lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? Matthew 5, verse 13. Ye are the light of the world. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5, verse 14. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Matthew 6, verse 3. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6, verse 21. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6, verse 24. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Matthew 6, verse 28. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6, verse 34. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Matthew 7, verse 6. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Matthew 8, verse 20. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labourers are few. Matthew 9, verse 37. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Matthew 10, verse 16. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Matthew 10, verse 30. The tree is known by his fruit. Matthew 12, verse 33. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12, verse 34. A prophet is not without honour, save in his own country and in his own house. Matthew 13, verse 57. Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Matthew 14, verse 27. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew 15, verse 14. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Matthew 15, verse 27. Get thee behind me, Satan. Matthew 16, verse 23. For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Matthew 16, verse 26. It is good for us to be here. Matthew 17, verse 4.